Welcome to Dish Nation!
Christina Mackey confirms Rick Ross split, and wait till you hear what she said about it.
And Kanye West apparently gave Maxwell the Taylor Swift treatment.
Plus, did Mike Epps channel his inner Cat Williams in a recent interview? But Tanner, what's up first?
Thank you, Gary. Well, guys, it looks like Iron Mike Tyson is entering the ring again. Reportedly, Tyson is going to square off against YouTuber-turned-fighter Jake Paul on July 20th in Texas, and the event will air live on Netflix. This will be one of Jake's... This is going to be Jake's biggest fight to date. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you guys think that he has what it takes to beat Iron Mike?
Yep.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Really?
Okay, yeah. Hold on. There's levels here. What do you think? What is it that you think Jake's got?
Look, I love Mike, but he old and slow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen the videos of him training?
You think he's Iron Mike Tyson right now?
I think he's more copper, but you know he's still a metal.
I feel like he has a big ego, y'all.
Oh yeah.
I don't think he's going to lose this.
Jake Paul be fighting people to do electrical work on the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, he don't be fighting like real fighters. Like, he did fight a UFC guy here.
Retired.
Who was not necessarily known for his striking.
Okay. Right.
So
okay.
His opponent's kind of been handpicked up to this point.
Jake Paul has been cherry picking his opponents very specifically. They're all older. They're all retired.
Is he beating them all?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
He lost the fight. Well, I know this much. Tamar, we need to do an exhibition fight.
I don't want to fight you, friend.
No, bitch, just get your check, honey, and I get mine. I'll fall out for you, honey. Give me my check, okay? Yeah. Okay, baby.
Tamar in the second round.
I'll blow on you like a dandelion. All right, y'all. It is confirmed, y'all, that my little girl, I call her my little girl because I really like her. I think she's really cute. Christina Mackey and Rick Ross. Is a wrap.
Already?
Yes, y'all. Christina took to her social media to announce the breakup, and she shared in a long paragraph that she and the Rose had cut things off like 2 weeks ago, and after 6 months of dating, she wrote, "I've never experienced getting left. I'm just not docile. I don't feel played. The situation was beautiful. And I'm in every word during our amazing 6 month run. Mm. If others are upset about my joy, pride in the moment, that's their stress to bear."
All right, baby. Okay.
So Christina also says she would not be appearing on anyone's podcast to talk about the split.
That's big class. Mm-hmm. Respect.
Yep. Now Rick Ross was dancing and smiling and cahoodling, okay, and his robe a few days ago. Y'all think he is over? Y'all think he hurt?
Yeah, he hurt.
Rick don't feel pain. Like, he just keeps moving. Like, I mean, this is not the first baddie he has not been with, and he gonna find another baddie.
Yeah. Is that a current Rick?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's him.
He's talking about the keys to the Beamer in that one right there.
I thought he lost weight.
His house looks like a funeral home.
It does.
It does. It's so big.
I'm not going to.
A lot of dead bodies in that funeral home.
Yeah.
I like her response. I legitimately like her response. Like,
well,
she doesn't seem bitter. She's like, I was in this relationship. I meant what I said. And if that bothers you, that's on you. Like, I respect that response.
What did she say? Has she never been left?
Yeah, I've never been left.
Oh, right, baby.
Yeah, she ate that.
Yes, I love it.
I told you I liked her. I liked her from the beginning. I think she's absolutely gorgeous. And she'll bounce back. She'll find somebody else.
Yeah, she's cute and classy.
Yeah.
She ain't never been left.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Eat that.
Well, moving on, Kanye West clearly didn't learn his lesson after snatching the mic from Taylor Swift back in 2009. Now, music executive Steve Stout recently appeared on Club Shay Shay, and he was asked if it was true that Ye snatched the mic from Maxwell on his wedding day. Amazed by his knowledge, Steve confessed to this. Check it out.
Maxwell was performing. Kanye got up there and started freestyling. Yes or no, that happened?
That's so wild that you know that, man. I'll tell you, Anthony, who would tell you that? Yes, Kanye grabbed the mic and started freestyling, and it was craziness.
That's crazy, though. The Club Shay Shay intel must be really good. I don't picture him in front of a computer doing research. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, who are his producers?
Let me tell you something. Shay Shay is the man because Steve Stout don't come outside for nobody and do no interviews like that for nobody.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
Do you think people at Maxwell's wedding were like, yes, this is awesome? Or do you think they were like,
It wasn't Maxwell's wedding, no.
I thought he said it was. Who he married? No. I wish he would.
No, baby. It was Steve Stout's wedding, honey.
Oh.
But the thing is, like, it depends on what era of Kanye we're talking. Right. Because there's sometimes when people act like they don't like Kanye, and there's sometimes where everybody's a Kanye fan. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, depending on the pocket of time
we
talk about.
He knows who to mess with. Kanye definitely knows. You know Maxwell is not the hardest person.
Wow. So
he knows who to mess with. Wow.
He's probably doing this woman's worth.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, y'all. Well, season 11 of The Masked Singer kicked things off with the worst performance in the history of the show. So the book came out to sing So Sick by Ne-Yo, but it was no competition when it came time to decide that this contestant needed to stop singing. And when the contestant revealed themselves, it was a surprise, surprise, because it was Kevin Hart. At least it was like, a small book. Like
a little golden.
A little golden book, yeah. Like a fairy tale, a children's
novel. It was kind of like one of those little Russian dolls where it was like a small thing and a smaller thing came out of that small thing. Like, whoa. I was shocked. Like that, you know, like, but you know, Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon have this thing where they be like playing pranks on each other. So I don't think Kevin was ever in it to win it, but just wanted to like mess with Nick Cannon.
Well, they should have put somebody else up and they wasted our time because I watched it. I mean... You could have put somebody who we could have at least hoped to win. He knew he wasn't going to win.
Could you tell who it was based off of what you heard?
No, I didn't know it was him. I didn't think that was
him. I don't
him.
Think anyone knew it was
no,
him.
No, they're super serious. Have they asked you to be on this?
Not yet. I want to.
I thought you was on it.
I wasn't on this one.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, but you need to go on it.
Because they're serious about they cover you in a thing. No one sees you going to your trailer. No one sees you going to set.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to tell anybody.
You can't breathe almost in those little costumes, they said, but...
You know, for the people who can't get Ozempic, they go on that show and sweat it out in the costume.
So, Tamar, is he saying you need to get on Ozempic?
I definitely do. I need somebody shot, child.
Now, well, Mike Epps had that Cat Williams energy in a recent interview. Now, he kept it 100 and let the people know he never signed on to play the late Richard Pryor because his widow snatched it away from him at the Icon's funeral. Mm. And according to Mike, the legend's homegoing service was just as wild as his life. Check it out.
I went to Richard Pryor's funeral, man, and none of his friends got up there and talked about him. He wasn't even in the casket. The casket was shut. We all in there crying. She done burnt them up somewhere. Diana Ross just stood up right in the middle of the prayer and just started. Ooh, I swear to God, I'm not bored. Hey, I can't tell you a lie. She just started singing like, oh. She had a big ass hat with a net on her.
It does take the sting out of it when the body ain't in the casket, though.
Yeah. What is it when the body's not there?
I don't know. Sometimes there's not enough left, or like they just do something else. You know what I mean? Like,
baby, Miss Ross did what she had to do, honey. She was singing a tune, bitch. So.
But what part of this kept Mike from playing Richard Pryor?
It's been a thing that's been going on forever.
Yeah.
Like, at one point, Marlon Wayans was going to play Richard Pryor in a biopic. Then, like, everybody thought Mike Epps was the lock for it. Uh-huh. And then The Estate.
Wow. I would love to get that movie, though. I mean, it's been, like, 20 years almost.
Which one?
The Richard Pryor movie.
Oh, he had a movie?
That's the, this whole thing.
He had many movies.
No,
he had
movie
several
about
movies.
His life.
Oh, about his life. Yeah. Well, you can Google it.
Even his son, does a really good Richard Pryor. Yeah.
His daughter, Rain, plays a good Richard Pryor. So, I mean, she resembles him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bye, Gary.
You know, Gary, here we are talking about her father's funeral.
She does. We love Richard Pryor. But anyway, coming up, honey, viral TikTok star Miss Risa Tisa, honey. Her ex, Legion, is out here, baby, chirping lawn, sis. We've got the dish on it after the break.
I can't be her.
She does not look
that is her. Let's start telling her story.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all, it's time for...
Didn't see dish coming!
So at this point, pretty much everybody has heard about the viral 50-part TikTok story called Who the Bleep Did I Marry? Told by Risa Tisa. And apparently the Hollywood agents at CAA loved it so much that they hired her as a client. Oh. Well, according to a source very close to Risa, CAA is going to regret that decision. That's right, y'all, because the ex himself, Jerome McCoy, a.k.a. Legion, has spoken out about Risa's deal, saying CAA is going to be mad disappointed because she has no talent. And he didn't stop there. Legion said... Risa lacks the will to work hard for anything and has no discipline, which is the real reason for the split. And he thinks it's horse crap that she might even have a career.
Legion, please, child. I just wish he stopped talking at this point.
Wait, hold on. Has he got to make his case yet? Have we heard his
side? He's lying. Okay, no matter what he says, it's a lie.
Okay. Okay. Just, why? Why?
Because his name is Legion Loyola Brown. He's lying.
Poor Legion. He looks like a smart, intelligent person. He probably just was tired and just let her run on and say what she had to say.
No, he's a pathological liar.
Well, that's what she said.
That's no, right. That's what... That you've never had an ex.
That's to be the truth. All those people have come out and said he's a liar.
A word?
Mm-hmm. Yeah!
So he tells a legion of lies.
Legion
it
of
sounds
the liars.
To me like he's a pretty good storyteller. You would think CAA would want one of those.
Yeah, because like AI can't do everything.
Yeah, he said Netflix has a special on him coming up.
Oh.
But Netflix ain't say that. That's what he said.
Maybe it's Netflix with two X's at the end.
All right, moving on. Kelly Rowland, maybe she's gorgeous, she's talented, and she's loved by everyone. However, there is one thing that we are never going to let her live down, and that is texting her side man, Nelly, via an Excel document in the Dilemma video back in 2002. Okay, check out her reaction after being called out about it during a recent interview.
And the only person in history to successfully send a text message via Microsoft Excel... Kelly Rowland, welcome to the show. I had to do it.
Do you know how much flack I get from that?
Do you remember in the Dilemma music video shoot, did anybody address that at the time?
No. And I'm actually mad at them that they didn't because they made me look nuts. Just now, period.
Well, you seemed so mad that he wasn't returning the text, and it was like, well,
what did you expect? Because it's just a draft, my dear.
Hilarious.
I love her so much.
She should have said the character that she was playing in that video wasn't smart. And that was the real dilemma.
Right, yeah. And they're in line.
Well, I'm pissed off why she didn't walk out that interview like she did on the Today Show.
Oh, Lord, because they asked her about her.
And she probably had a decent sized dressing room.
Yeah, she had the dressing room. They're asking about her life and her career, Gary.
Mm. Yeah.
But it is wild how like there'd be little things sometimes, and whether it be movies or music videos, that the directors don't think that people are gonna notice.
Yeah.
And people notice everything. There are people who I feel like watch things just blown up and in slow motion.
Yes.
Just to spot little like details that are off.
Absolutely.
Just looking for it. Mm.
But that ABCD was a dead giveaway.
Yo, when you see the cells, you're just like, what are we calculating here? Why are you accounting? But also, like, why didn't they, for that video, why didn't they come back and have him right back in like A2? Just like right underneath it. Why couldn't he text her back in the Excel doc?
Up next, NBA All-Star Paul Pierce compares the Knicks to an Instagram model, but not in a good way. Ooh. That tea after the break. Mm.
Not the Knicks.
They gotta know where this hate is going.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey.
All right, now on their podcast, Ticket and the Truth, NBA legends Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce were discussing the New York Knicks, and Paul, a.k.a. the Truth, threw some wild shade with a wild comparison. Check it out.
The Knicks is like an Instagram model.
Here you go.
I'll be on Instagram, and I'll be like, damn, she fine? Yeah, you catch them in person, and you like, this you? There's too many filters.
It's two different things. It's reality versus digital.
So what am I watching on TV then, P?
The Instagram model.
They got that fashion over.
I ain't no Knicks fan or none of that. I'm just calling how I see it. The Knicks, I'm seeing what the wave is, bro. They want the Knicks and Celtics, bro.
What?
It's a weird analogy. I mean, I have been a lifelong Knicks fan. Mm-hmm. And to be a Knicks fan is almost as similar as being a sadomasochist because it's abuse and being let down and tortured. Like, they've been letting me down since 1994. Mm-hmm. And every time it looks like it's going to be good, you find out the sleeve is fake. Kind of like Instagram model of fake, cheap, fast fashion. You know what I mean?
When was the last time they won a championship?
Before 94. I know that was. That was the closest we got when we had that back-to-back run with the Bulls. Mm-hmm. And we had Starks, we had Ewing. All the ingredients was there to make cake, but we made cornbread.
Yeah, it's like one thing to put a highlight reel together, but another to sit and watch a whole game. Like, maybe they're not that good fundamentally. I don't know, I'm thinking way too much about this.
We just Googled it. The last time they won a championship was 1973.
Wow.
No one on the stage was, well, most of three out of four people on the stage weren't even alive back then.
Yeah, most of us were not alive back then. But there's
All right, well, he's not exactly an IG model, but Maluma definitely does a lot of thirst trapping, y'all. And now he's showing off for guess who? Playgirl. Yes, y'all, there's no print magazine anymore, but Maluma's helping relaunch Playgirl.com.
Really?
Yes, but before you get too excited, Gary, he's not showing no eggplants. He's just hanging out in the kitchen and pouring milk on his cereal.
Oh, that looks juicy.
First off, it's very funny to refer to Playgirl as a print magazine. That's hilarious. Tamar, Gary, is this sexy?
Are you not like, at all.
Not at all?
Sexy?
You think so?
Yes.
Look what's at sexy this? About it? Break
I
it down
mean,
to
because
me.
Because the way the milk is flowing, it just makes me think of, you know.
Lord God.
Makes you think of what? Keep going.
What? It just looks so wet.
Okay. It's a quality of
and
milk.
And then it's landing in a bowl.
This isn't even a thirst trap. Like, the cover was a thirst
cereal.
Trap.
It's cereal. It's not sexy.
Cereal is sexy. Tamar, you're
what's
not thinking.
What's sexy about cereal?
Just eating the cereal. And the way he's just, the milk is just cascading down in the bowl. And just think about when you just get to sit down and consume the cereal and the way it was prepared for you because he just poured the milk.
You have some quite of imagination, my friend.
Yes. You'd have to narrate the thing when you open the page.
Yeah,
like, I think that helps a little bit probably for the people.
Y'all just not using your imagination.
They're not showing nothing on Playgirl.
I think Tanner would look better than Maluna pouring that milk.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll take that. I'll take the compliment.
Yeah, I mean,
I would try to find a sexy way to make cereal.
Just stand there and hold the bowl.
I'm more of an eggs person where I'm like, how do you like your eggs in the morning?
Oh.
Fertilized? Hey!
Oh. He's a professional, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll scramble them eggs up real good for you.
No, I like mine sunny side up.
Best meal of the day. I don't...
Think about it.
Moving on. Up next, Katy Perry's showing us her butterfly. You don't want to miss it, so come right back.
Oh, she looks ladylike. I like that.
Yeah. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. All right, guys, it is time for
Tattoo or Tattoo.
Okie dokie, Katy Perry just attended Billboard's Women in Music Awards, and in case you missed it, she took to IG and showed off what people are calling a prosthetic tattoo. She showed this pic and said, "You're my butterfly, sugar, baby." Hold on, that's quite a thong she's also showing off, right?
No, that's a corset.
That's a corset and a thong.
On the top, yeah. Oh,
yeah, there's a little whale tail.
That's like a lot going on, y'all.
Three 2001 things.
I don't want to say what it reminds me of.
What?
Remember those whips in slavery days?
Oh, see, here he go. You mean branding?
If they had like a whip artist that could like...
You know, I'm just thinking about like a smoking hot butterfly brand.
Okay.
And they're like, bite down, Katy. And she's like, ah!
Between like the thong and the tramp stamp 3D printed tattoo and the corset, like it's giving early 2000 energy.
It's also giving like big strip club energy. What show is this?
No, it's
Women
giving
in music?
Uncomfortable energy. Like how she keep that thing out of her thing.
Kind of like when you tie a string around a box. It's kind of how it's fitting.
Yeah,
before you ship it.
Yeah. Okay, is it a tattoo or tattoo?
Ew, that hurt.
Yeah, I'm giving it an ew.
I'm giving it two.
I give it a tattoo.
Yeah.
But there's a question mark at the end.
Yeah.
She should have added color to it so we could see it better.
Yeah, make it stand out.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.